thoughts on the Chiefs?
A big change in personnel with a wide variety of guys. They've had some injuries, some changes in the secondary, but the scheme for the most part is the same. They've done a good job of being efficient on third downs and red zone, and that's where they've made their hay. They've given up some yards, but they're doing a good job on third downs and red zone to get off the field. Good pass rushers again with Ollie and 50. Jersey number Lamar. Yeah, I keep wanting to say Lamar Houston, but I know it's not. So Justin Houston and two good edge rushers from back-to-back weeks for us to contend with.
Did Romeo not calling the plays defensively? Has it changed pretty much?
It hasn't changed too much, but there's probably been a little less scheme involved, a little more simplified. I think that it's not so much the play callers that because they changed the personnel so much. They've had the injury at the free safety spot. They've changed the linebackers a couple different spots, and so they've had to simplify a little bit just because there's been so many new guys, especially in the secondary.
Has Streeter's last couple of games just been the product of him sort of fighting through a rookie thing around Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Great example of a rookie campaign, how there's some good and there's some bad, there's some good and there's some bad. And the season's long for a rookie. You got to think about their normal season is a 12-game, if that, season. And to top off with our four preseason games along with the 16 regular season game, it makes for a long year for a rookie. So I've been very pleased, though, to see the progress he's made, you know, as of late and making good strides the last couple of weeks.
Carson said he didn't even really look at him because he's not like a rookie. You know,
he is.
Football.
He is.
In terms of football smart. So
yeah.
He is, though, very much.
He's got pretty good savvy for a rookie. So from that standpoint, I agree with Carson. It's not too big for him. He shows a great sense of calmness and awareness during a game. But he still has some, you know, mistakes and some things he can improve on, obviously, as most rookies would do. So
coming from Temple, you know, 19 balls that would have just miles and miles to go.
You would think the learning curve would be a lot higher for this kid, but it's he's made it a fairly smooth transition.
You talked about how he said this, realized during the year he had to study a lot more than he thought he was going to need to, and that's helped him. Is that something that you guys building him, or something he just realized?
I take great pride in when I install in front of the group. Both my parents were teachers, and so from day one I've taught how important it's to not just take it in the classroom but to go home and do something with it. So I've instructed the coaches to create tests on a weekly basis and emphasize to the players how it's not just what you do in the classroom. You want to get to your second contract, you want to get to your third contract, you study on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So the game comes slower for you on Sunday because you know your assignments and you know what to do against the different looks. If you just do what's the minimum in the classroom, you're not going to get to extend your career much.
How much does Eric Berry flash on film for Kansas City in their secondary?
Really good. And when you look back earlier in the year, they matched him up with Antonio Gates against San Diego. He is a very good safety, in my opinion. That is not just one-dimensional. Sometimes safeties can be a box safety or a deep safety. He plays both well. He's got great range to play the middle safety, but he has no problem playing linebacker. In fact, in their sub packages, he will play the linebacker a majority of the time, and he'll stick his nose in there. So he's good against the run, and he can cover a tight end really well.
Back at in training camp, when you guys first came aboard, there was a lot of curiosity about taking an offensive system that had been fairly successful in terms of scoring touchdowns and replacing it. Pretty much ripping it apart and starting over in terms of scheme and, you know, blocking and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. 13 games in, where do you think you are? And have you just had growing pains that you expected to have? Are you just confident that the scheme will be fine in the future?
Good question. Question worth asking. I am a firm believer in the scheme. I've been to too many places and had too much experience to know. It's a very productive scheme. But like it is for anywhere you go, when coaching changes occur, you want the coaches who are the teachers to teach what they know best. And so they're going to have, if you do that with the coaches, they're going to have answers for the issues that come up during the season. So we've had, just like we talked about Rod Streeter's performance, we've had those kind of ups and downs. Early on, we couldn't run the ball worth a lick, and then about middle of the year, we got improvement in the run game. In the passing game, we've had inconsistency when it comes to protection and catching the ball consistently, but we've had some high moments too. There's been growing pains, but there's also, you know, it's part of the transition. You'd much rather have a coach come in and teach what he knows best than have to try to teach a system he doesn't know at all. And so that's going to take time.
Are you surprised that it took so long time? That it took longer than you made it?
No. Every place I've been to, it's usually going to take at least a year's transition time to get everything taught and the parts we've changed. You got to remember now, we changed both linemen, right? We talked about the center and the tackle earlier, have played quite a bit. Our top two running backs went down in the same game, so then we converted a fullback to running back. And then you have some young receivers that are learning to how to play the game at this level as well as learning a new system. That's it. That, to me, if you take a business structure and you make those changes, it's going to take a year's time to process everything and learn it. And once they master it, then you can add to it. But right now, it's taking some time.
How fine is that line then between having the players that have already been here adjust to that scheme as opposed to bringing a scheme to adjust to the players that you have on the roster already?
Watching enough football through the years, most of the schemes are somewhat similar. So it to me, it's more of just transition of new guys together, because we had a pretty good influx of changing the O-line positions around, new receivers coming in that are contributing. The two young guys are contributing a lot. A tight end that was never a starter before, getting a lot of transition. All those parts change, that it's not that big of a change when it comes to football 101 as far as the different types of route concepts in the running game. But it just takes some time to be more efficient. And we've made some progress. I mean, I'm very pleased with the fact that we're in the top 10 in passing, and we've improved in the running game the last 6 weeks. We're not where we need to be in scoring points, and that's what I'd like to get better at, is finishing drives. We're getting more big plays for touchdowns.
When you talk about the transition offense specifically, what about just overall, what have you seen from the head coach, Dennis, in his rookie season?
I've never seen any head coach have to go through as much as he has from off-the-field issues. It's been very unique from that standpoint. Obviously we talked about the two deaths, but to have those changes, to have the personnel changes, the issues off the field with some players, that's a lot for a coach to handle, and he's handled it beautifully as far as staying the course, teaching what he believes is the right way to do it. He's been trained the right way. His background of being in winning programs and learning is record proof. So I've been very impressed with the way he's handled the team and handles all these unique situations that a lot of head coaches don't go through in one season.
Somebody asked you, we were at the podium last week,
okay,
about whether you heard criticism, fans, outside stuff, and you said you don't read or hear any of this stuff. Is that you really don't read or hear any?
I really don't. I mean, because I'm such a believer, and we teach the players, mm-hmm, only worry about the variables you can control. Mm-hmm. I can't control that variable, so what can I do to help the team win for this next week's game is how we kind of keep the focus. I've been in the business long enough to know if you're not winning or if you're not moving the ball or scoring points, from my perspective, you're going to get criticized. Even when you're winning, you're going to get criticized. My starting of my career, I was in San Francisco for 9 years. That was back when they were just finishing up the run of 5 Super Bowls. Even then, when we were winning, you couldn't win well enough. There's always going to be critique. There's always going to be criticism. That's just part of the job.
So with this offense, if you keep all of the guys, most of the guys, keep going to next year, what kind of leap can it make? What's it going to look like? How's it going to manifest?
Hopefully more consistency and higher scoring points, because we're not able to keep those drives long enough right now to get the points on the board. So by keeping the system in place and keeping a bulk of the players here, now we keep the drives alive and we get our point total up into the mid-20s, and that's what you want to be. If you're in the mid-20s to high 20s, you're going to be in the top 10 in the league in scoring, and that's ultimately what has to happen, is because to get 11 guys on the same page, you need some reps and experience together, and with a year's off-season work of that and a better understanding of the system, the performance level usually goes up the following season because of that.
So you think the pieces are in place for this scheme to do well next year?
Oh, yeah, but I think there's still going to have to be pieces added. It's always an evolving process. I was at Houston, right, the last 2 years. So my first year in Houston, we finished, I believe it was 6-10, and that was the fifth year in the system. And they had just finished, I think, 30th or 32nd in running. And all of a sudden, a guy named Arian Foster showed up, undrafted. You don't know who's going to add to that. Always, that's a part of this profession. The system is going to be in place, but you're going to change the pieces because of the salary cap and because of draft and free agency. And sometimes that guy that comes in fits the system so well, it takes off in itself. And so there's always going to be change. And so we look to help, add to the system as well next year.